Tomorrow night, I'm showing up at Christina's house with a dozen red roses and a box of fine Belgian chocolates. My lady don't care for no American chocolate.
I can relate. I'm the same way with taffy. After I went to Atlantic City, I became a bit of a taffy snob.
What are you talking about? I've seen you eat plenty of crappy taffy.
Yeah, but I don't enjoy it.
Anyway, after that, I'm taking her out to dinner. Five courses, each paired with its own special wine, hand-picked by the in-house sommelier. That's French for picker of the wine.
Wow, sounds like you're really going all out.
Hey, it's our first Valentine's Day together. Can't just drive through a Taco Bell or take a bowling.
Nah, I get it. I went through the same thing last year, man. Candy, jewelry, carriage ride. Boy, I'm glad all that romantic crap is behind me.
You're at least going to take her out for dinner, though, aren't you?
She said she didn't want to do anything.
No woman wants to cook on Valentine's Day, and every restaurant is booked solid. Well, unless it's got a guy out front dressed as a hoagie and spinning an arrow.
She said not to make a big deal out of it. I'm just following orders.
That's what they said at Cuss's last stand right before they got their dumb white asses tomahawk.
Now, Molly's not like that. When she wants something, she tells me. Sometimes two or three times until it really sinks in.
Yeah. Let me explain this to you in a way you might understand. You know how when I go to get a milkshake and I ask you if you want one and you say no?
Uh-huh.
Well, if I listen to you and I don't come back with your own milkshake, you get all pouty and mad.
Well, we've been together a long time and I don't think I should have to ask.
And that's why I always buy two milkshakes. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to get another straw and share mine with you, and that's a race I cannot win.
Egg whites with wheat toast, then omelet with hash browns.
Oh, hash browns.
And that's why Carl ordered the second plate.
Now, let me ask you, how would you feel right now if I didn't order you those hash browns?
Uh-oh.
In 24 hours, you and I are going to be screwed in two completely different ways.
For the first time in my life, I see love.
Like this. I'm dressed as Venus, the goddess of love, and you're suspended over me like a bare-ass little Cupid.
Look, I'll play along with this Valentine boudoir shot, but I am not dropping trowel.
What are you worried about? It's just a sexy little keepsake for the two of us.
These things always end up on the internet, and I don't want my precious mother to accidentally Google my schwanz.
On. How would that ever happen?
Easy. That old lady's on the computer all day Googling Francis. Eventually, my number will pop up.
You know what? I'm rethinking the turkey frames.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure. By the way, you're not hanging your nudie pics in the house.
Oh. Of course not. We can still get the T-shirts and coffee mugs.
What's up?
I just want to make sure we're still on the same page with Valentine's Day. Now, you said to me, and I quote, don't make a big deal of it.
And I meant it. You went all out last year. Plus, we're saving for a wedding. Let's just go low-key.
Ah, good. I was just double-checking.
Seriously, no bouquets, no baubles.
You got it.
Just a, you know, a simple dinner out.
Right. Out of the house? Of course. I mean, I can't have my lady cooking on Valentine's Day.
No, you cannot. And don't go too expensive. Just somewhere where, you know, the spoon and the fork are two separate things.
Of course. I mean, what was I going to do? Take you to Taco Bell and bowling? He wouldn't like that. Would you?
No, I would not. I'd kill you.
Last night, I'm trying to watch TV, and Grandma walks in front of me like half a dozen times carrying my laundry back and forth. And you know how slow she walks. I miss half the game.
It's a testament to your character that you're so patient with her.
What can I do? She's an old woman. I mean, she can't even shovel the driveway without me showing her where she missed a spot.
She's lucky to have you, Carl. You're a good grandson. But why wouldn't you be? You're a great cop and a wonderful friend.
What's going on with you?
What do you mean?
You've been shamelessly kissing my ass all morning.
I'm just calling him like I see him.
Uh-huh. And how come you never seen him this way in all these years I've known you?
Jealousy? You're a handsome man, and it can be intimidating.
Oh, no. Something smells rotten in here, and it's not just your feet and pits.
All right. Molly wants to go out to dinner tonight, and every nice place is booked.
See? I told you this would happen.
I know. You were right. You were always right. You're the smartest guy I know. Wise and generous.
Oh, no. No, I see where you're going with this. You're trying to piggyback on my plans with Christina.
Come on, you already got a table. Just scooch in and add a couple of more chairs.
I ain't scooching in anywhere. You better grab your bowling ball and make a run for the border.
Come on, Carl.
You're not horning in on my night. Besides, it's too late to change the reservation even if I wanted to.
Not according to the maitre d'.
You called the restaurant?
No, I drove over there last night and slipped him a 50 wrapped in a clergy parking pass.
You sneaky bastard!
You know how I am! You should have seen this coming and made it a table for four in the first place. You got no one to blame but yourself.
Get your straw out of my milkshake!
Thanks for doing this, Harry. Mike's been hinting around for one of these universal remotes for a long time.
He's going to love this gadget, and I can program it to control the TV, DVD player, lights, and ceiling fan.
Jeez, if it came with a set of boobs, Mike wouldn't need me.
If it came with a set of boobs, I'd still be out in my car right now.
Hey, Mal. Hi, Mike.
It's not Mike.
Oh. I'm sorry. I just saw a chubby hand holding a remote.
Victoria. Listen, I've got to get ready. Are you going to be okay here?
Oh, absolutely. I'm on the case. Soon, Mike will have the world of entertainment at his fingertips.
Thanks for helping me make this a special Valentine's for him.
Anything I can do to help blow wind in the sails of love. Sweet kid.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Late.
All the flowers left are crap.
Well, you should have thought about this a month ago when she told you she didn't want you to do anything.
What about your flowers? Why can't you just split them with me?
Man, I'm not giving my girlfriend a half a dozen red roses. I'll look stupid.
Hey, I'll do it too. Then we'll both look stupid. It'll be like a funny bit. Two guys split a dozen roses.
That's not funny at all.
All right, how about this? I will pay you $20 cash money for one red rose.
Oh, I see. One red rose, so you come off as simple and elegant, and then I'm the jackass handing my girlfriend 11 flowers.
Why are you making this harder than it is? And if she's a flower counter, maybe she's not the gal for you anyway. Fine. For all the favors I've done for you, you can't help me out this one time?
One time? Are you forgetting last Tuesday when you split your pants and then asked me to color your underwear with a black Sharpie?
I didn't ask you to do that.
Well, somebody must have, because I sure as hell didn't volunteer for crack detail. Man, that's some baby's breath to it. Pull that thing together.
I got this.
That sunflower is a smart choice. After it dies, you can snack on the seeds.
You saw what I had to work with.
But I still think you should have added a Mylar balloon to it.
Oh, that would have looked stupid. Besides, all they had left was Bar Mitzvah Boy and Lordy Lordy, Look Who's 40.
All right, we still have enough time to put on the nice clothes and head over to the restaurant.
Hey, you didn't happen to bring an extra tie, did you?
Well, what's wrong with the one you got on?
I don't think a guy's supposed to wear a black tie with a brown suit.
Well, I don't think a guy's supposed to wear a brown suit.
Officers, there's a man up on that ledge. I think he's going to jump.
Oh, perfect. Are you happy?
Apparently happier than him. Good evening. I'm Officer Michael Biggs. Call me Mike. What's your name, pal?
What does it matter? I'm just another faceless cipher that nobody cares about.
Hey, I'm here, aren't I? I want you to come on inside and we'll talk about whatever's bugging you.
She broke my heart, tossed me aside like garbage.
Little lady trouble, huh? Been there.
How's it going out here?
Everything's good. We're talking, not jumping, right?
How come there's no news vans and helicopters?
It's Valentine's Day. The city is filled with jilted jumpers. You lucky you got your own ledge.
You hear that? You're not the only fella in town with a little case of the boo-hoos.
Apparently, there's some guy on the Michigan Avenue Bridge dressed in a Batman suit.
They must be getting a lot of airplay.
On every channel.
Hey, let's face it. You can't compete with Batman on a bridge. Now, why don't you come inside?
Yeah, and if you still feel like jumping, do it on a slow news day. You know, dress as an angry bird or bozo.
Oh my God, you guys suck at this.
Sorry, it's been kind of a crazy day for us.
I'm standing on a ledge.
Absolutely, you win. Worst day of anybody. Better call the girls and tell them we're running a little late.
Yeah. By the way, did you see he's got a dozen roses laying on the bed?
I did. They're beautiful.
Yeah, so whichever way this plays out, I don't think he's going to be needing those flowers.
All right, well, get here as quick as you can. I am not saying that. Fine. Carl, you're my dark chocolate treat. Now just get here.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's some emergency at work, so they're running a little late. Carl said we should order the drinks and appetizers, so...
Done and done. That's a swanky joint, isn't it? Mike must have charmed somebody to get us this good table.
And to get him to turn a two-top into a four-top at the last minute?
Last minute? No, Mike said he and Carl set this up over a month ago.
Yeah, they did.
Mike piggybacked on your romantic night, didn't he?
Not at all. We were happy to share the reservation with you guys.
I should have known. When I brought up dinner, he got that look he always gets when he's caught in a lie or he's trying to sneak by me with a plunger behind his back.
It's no big deal. The four of us can enjoy a meal together. It's not like Carl and I were planning on making out at the table, no matter what he thinks.
You're very sweet, but I just don't feel right about it. You know what? I'm just going to go.
What? And leave me alone here on Valentine's Day? At least have a drink before the guys get here.
Well, maybe one drink. But when Mike does show up, we're going to let you guys have your night, and I'll tear him a new one on the way home.
Sounds like a plan. Champagne?
Oh, yeah. I yell better when I'm drunk.
It's going to take me a few more minutes to finish, so if you need to leave for your date, I can let myself out. And don't worry, I won't do anything weird like sift through your laundry basket or lay in your bed.
No worries. I'm staying in tonight.
Ironic, huh? You're sexy and beautiful, and I'm awkward and dumpy. Yet we're both floating in the same lonely boat.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you were almost done?
Right.
It is going to be weird spending Valentine's Day by myself, though. I've actually never done it before.
Oh, it's a piece of cake. And 6 or 7 donuts and usually a pint of ice cream.
That sounds cozy. Just staying home and vegging out.
Oh, you got to make it fun. Otherwise, you'll blow your brains out. Why don't you grab some ice cream and I'll find a romantic comedy?
2 spoons?
Better not. I'm still on my diet. But would it be too weird if I watched you eat it?
A little weird. But this whole conversation is weird.
Perhaps a little ambiance will increase my rather bleak odds.
Don't make me go out on that ledge. You know I can't stand heights.
Hey, I do all the driving and all the foot chases. Least you can do is climb out on an icy ledge and bring that nut job inside.
I heard that.
Just hug the building, you'll be fine.
You're lost. Don't look down. Okay, Girl, I'm gonna sit.
I got you, man. You're tied to the radiator.
What's the radiator tied to?
Watch it!
Just lashing out.
I get it. You're a decent guy. If that woman doesn't appreciate you, then she doesn't deserve you.
Everything was going so well. Then she stopped returning my calls. Then she changed her number. Then her boyfriend made her get a restraining order.
Well, gals are fickle. And I know things seem really bleak right now, but the right woman could come along when you least expect it. That's what happened to me.
You got a girlfriend?
But yeah, I'm so surprised.
I didn't mean anything by it. Boy, you're sensitive.
Girl said the entree came. Ossobuco with pumpkin ravioli. Here I am eating cold french fries off a room service tray.
You didn't charge that to my room, did you?
Is that what you choose to focus on now?
Oh, take it easy. It's his first Valentine's Day with a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend, too?
Exactly. And the two of us didn't give up. Neither should you. Why don't you come inside and we'll talk?
I'm not coming inside until she sees me on TV and falls in love with me all over again.
I wouldn't use the word false.
Man, he ain't gonna jump.
Carl, what are you doing?
I'm gonna get this fool off the ledge. Scooch over.
I'm not scooching anywhere. I'm suction cupped to this ledge.
Fine. And I'll climb over you.
Oh, okay. I got you. I got you. You go, I go. You go, I go.
You guys are freaking me out.
Shut up and grab his belt, you dumb job. I got you, buddy.
Gorgeous. Next time I come back, I expect you to know the devil went down to Georgia.
You have got to try this olive oil gelato. Oh, my God.
It's delicious.
I know. You wouldn't think it would work, but it does.
Boy, Carl did a great job. I mean, everything is perfect. You're a very lucky woman.
Yeah, well, so are you, girl. Mike is a wonderful man.
Yeah, I know. And I did tell him, you know, not to do anything special tonight, but I didn't think he'd run with it.
I have to say, this is one of the nicest Valentine's days I've ever had.
Two? It's kind of a perfect evening. I mean, I wish the guys were here.
But... Sure. We need somebody to get the cars and the coats.
Hey, ladies. Sorry we're late and we can't stay.
Hi, what's going on?
This man saved my life tonight.
Come on, Carl. The girls don't need to hear about my heroics. Technically, I saved two lives tonight while valiantly battling my own fear of heights.
Wow. We got gelato.
I'm glad you had a good time. We need to head over to the station and fill out some reports.
These are for you?
They're beautiful.
And these are for you.
They're lovely. Marry me or I'll kill myself.
Straight from the heart.
Everything you do is straight from the heart. I hope they pin a medal on that big chest.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
See you.
Hi.
Hey, I'd be happy to drive if you want me to.
Oh, no. I will man the chariot, brave warrior.
You want to dance?
I thought you never asked.
Even though I've seen this movie dozens of times, it never fails to melt this tough exterior.
Thanks for keeping me company tonight. I really appreciate it.
No problemo. And by the way, if any of my friends are... perhaps my mother asked me what I did tonight. Would you be offended if I told them I had a date?
I wouldn't be offended in the least.
And you're more than welcome to do the same.
Thank you. I probably won't.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. I love that movie.